My name is Maria Vladimirovna Raleigh. I go by Masha Raleigh. That's how my family call me, Masha. That's how Maria is shortened in Russia. I was born in Kherson. It's a small town in Ukraine. It used to be Soviet Union when I was born, and I was born on April 4th, 1983. The town I grew up is pretty small. It's only one-fifth of Pittsburgh. It's right next to the beautiful Black Sea, close to the beach, so we went swimming all the time. We had market right down the street, not many apartment complexes, but many people lived in apartment complexes. I lived in a house with my grandma, grandpa, parents, brother, three dogs, cat. It was a good time. I spent a lot of time with my family when I was growing up. Grandparents were a huge part. My mom's parents lived with us in the same house. It's very common in Ukraine. And my dad's parents lived just down the street. So all holidays, there were so many of us at the same time. My uncles lived close by. So it was a very tight-knit family. Our biggest holiday in the year is New Year's. And that's because during Soviet Union, we didn't celebrate Christmas pretty much at all. It was not allowed. So actually, Santa Claus would come. It's Father Frost, actually. That's what we call Santa Claus. He would come on New Year's. So all the gifts would be under the Christmas tree on New Year's. And it was always a huge celebration for us. My family always invited friends over, and there would be a lot of fireworks that we all shot ourselves with guns. And it was always very dangerous, but it was fun. And I miss it the most, I think, just the celebration of New Year's when it's complete craziness and so much fun. Lots of dancing, too. I graduated from high school when I was 16, and unfortunately, it was still very uncertain time in Ukraine. So getting into universities was fairly tough, and it was pretty corrupt, and I just wanted to study. So I came to study to University of Illinois. It's close to Chicago, and I studied for 6 years, and then I came and found a job in Pittsburgh. So that's how I ended up here. I'm working as a structural engineer. I design bridges. There are a few of them around town that you probably cross every day that I work on. You go to school to learn how to design bridges. It involves a lot of math and physics, which I actually like a lot. And it involves a lot of computer programs. You go and scout the location of the bridge. You learn about environment, where a bridge is going to be, what is it crossing. You measure the span, how long the bridge is going to be. And then you decide what kind of bridge. Is it going to be steel? Is it going to be concrete? And then you work with architects, and they decide the style of the bridge. And the next thing, you calculate loads. So you think, what trucks are going to go over the bridge? Is there a pedestrian sidewalk? So you calculate the load, so how many pounds over a period of time is going to cross the bridge. That's, in a nutshell, how the bridge design works. In Ukraine, we use metric systems. So when I moved in, I had to relearn everything. And now I think I don't know either, really. I don't know American or British or metric system. I kind of use all of them. I knew a little bit of English. I would say I could understand a lot when I first came. The hardest part was I wanted to say so much, and I loved talking, and I couldn't say anything. So I think I'm catching up on this, and I talk a lot now. Ask all my friends, and they will tell you. But I had about average knowledge of English, because here you take Spanish in school. Everyone takes English in school back in Ukraine, and you get out, some people get out with better knowledge than others. So the first impression of America was as if I was in the movie, the only time when I seen America was in American movies, and we've seen American movies all the time. So when I would pull in the gas station, I would think, oh, this is just like in the movies, because we didn't have gas stations like this. Or I would go to supermarket, and it was so big and so much different foods and just stuff. And I thought, oh, it's just like I've seen in Home Alone. I don't know. It was very interesting experience. If I was to give an advice to people who come from all over the world to the United States, would be open-minded, be caring about people, and try to listen. And there are things that are different about people, but you always can find something in common. You can find hobbies in common, and you can try to understand why people are doing things certain way and why it works for them. It might not work for you, but it might work for folks here.